Hello, friends. It's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Guess what? It's Saturday, which means that it's a Kids Animal Stories Day. So make sure right after this adventure that you hop on over to our other podcast, Kids Animal Stories. I will see you there. Well, friends, today is part two of our adventure with Landon and all that stinky sports equipment. Are you guys ready to solve this stinky adventure? Me too! Let's go! As the days ticked on, Landon had realized that this was not just a prank from the Purple Ninjas. "This has to be straight from Dr. Stinky Breath," said Landon. "This stinky smell must be specially formulated because there's nothing we can do to get rid of it. We've got to call this into HQ." He ran up to his room to look inside of his closet for all of his spy gear, and there it was. There was his walkie-talkie. "Shh! HQ, this is Landon. Come in. Over. Shh!"
"Hey, Landon. How's it going?"
"Terrible. I'm on a football team, and all of our sports equipment got stink-bombed by the Purple Ninjas. And I'm pretty sure it's all over the world, too. All sport games have been canceled due to stinkiness."
"Yes, we've been following that, and we're glad that you called in. We're going to need you to call on over to Spyology Squad and see if they have any formulations that could help us with this. Over."
"Shh. Spyology Squad?" thought Landon to himself. "I've never worked with that department before, but I guess it couldn't hurt." Landon switched on to a different channel on his walkie-talkie. You see, Spyology Squad was a special division in our spy team. They worked specifically with matters of science. And maybe they would have something that could help with all this terrible smell. "Shh! Spyology Squad, this is Landon. Are you there? Over."
"Shh!
Shh! Hey, Landon! Yeah, this is Mr. Jim. Thanks for calling into Spyology Squad. What's going on?" "Over."
"Shh."
Landon went on to tell the whole Spyology Squad team about this stinky, terrible mess affecting all of the sports equipment in the world.
"Shh.
Holy smokes, that's a mess. Yeah, we've heard a couple rumors about that, but to hear that confirmation from you is super helpful," said Mr. Jim. "Hey, Ava, don't we have some kind of special soap that maybe we could formulate a spray or something for us?"
"Oh yeah, Landon," said Ava. "I got something for you. I'll send it right over. Just hang tight."
"Over." "Shh." Ava was one of the members on the Spyology Squad team, and they had formulated something amazing called Bubbleberry Soap. This was a super powerful soap that was made just for the kind of stink that comes out of Dr. Stinky Breath's lab. Ava started working on converting the Bubbleberry Soap into some kind of spray so that it could be easily and quickly spread over all of the equipment, and this should instantly take away of all the stink. Landon was sitting back in his room just waiting and waiting and waiting, and finally, tap tap on his window.
"There's the drone!"
Spyology Squad was able to send over a sample of what Ava made on the drone. That was the fastest way to get it in Landon's hands.
"Ooh, this is pretty cool looking."
Landon tossed the can around back and forth in his hands and tested out the spray.
"Ch-ch-ch. Ooh, that smells so good. All right, I gotta try it on the equipment."
Landon ran downstairs and out to his backyard where his equipment was waiting. He sprayed a few sprays of the Bubbleberry Soap.
And instantly the smell was gone. "Yes, this means that we can get back to playing sports finally," said Landon. "I gotta tell everyone."
He called his coach to get the whole team together. That night they met at the football field and everyone brought their super smelly gear.
"All right, guys, I have this, I found this amazing spray that's gonna get rid of the smell," said Landon.
"Landon, we've tried everything. Soap, bleach, all kinds of sprays, even like perfume. Nothing will get rid of the smell," said one of his teammates.
Oh, but check this out, said Landon. He leaned over to that kid's helmet and sprayed it in the helmet.
Shh.
Okay, you're going to believe me now. Smell your helmet. His teammate picked up the helmet and...
How did you do that, Landon?
Instantly, the whole team wanted that spray on their gear. There was just enough in Landon's bottle to spray the entire team's gear, but they are definitely going to need some more.
Landon, so proud of you. Where did you find that stuff? I've been looking for... I've tried everything, said the coach.
Well, I can't exactly answer the question, but I can get more. Just hang tight and I'll make sure that the whole league gets this spray. That night, Landon spent some time on the walkie-talkie with Biology Squad, making sure that there were enough bottles made for all the teams. And pretty soon, all the teams in the whole world would need some bubbleberry soap.
Wouldn't that be awesome if there was soap that could get rid of the stinkiest of smells? And maybe even Dr. Stinky Breath himself? I think we're onto something.
That weekend, the football games resumed back to normal. All because of Landon and the Biology Squad, they were able to get rid of those terrible smells.
What in the world is going on down there?
Said Dr. Stinky Breath high up in the sky from his blimp lab.
Boss, well, unfortunately, there was some kind of special soap made that got rid of the stink.
What are you talking about? I thought you said that there's no soap in the whole world that could get rid of the smell. Who would do such a thing?
Well, we're pretty sure it was the Biology Squad.
The Biology Squad? No!
Wow, great job, Landon and Biology Squad. Woohoo! I'm so glad that sports can get back to normal and that we can play with equipment that doesn't smell completely terribly awful. Well, that's the end of this adventure, but I think just the beginning of the bubbleberry soap. The end.
Great job, you listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for kid shoutouts.
I want to say hey to Ellie and Paul from Pittsburgh, Leo from Colorado, Soren and Elijah from Missouri, Rowan from New York City, Tommy, Elliot, and Jake from St. Charles, Missouri, Kennedy from Virginia, Hamza from Toronto, and Sid from Hong Kong. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. Well, I will see you over on the other podcast, Kids Animal Stories. I'll see you there. Bye.